Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday, December 11th, 7:49 Central Time, and it's time to talk about the Winter Lay Bible Institute at Concordia Seminary with Dr. Joel Ilowski. Good morning, Dr. Ilowski.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, and you, sir?
Well, doing very well. Looking forward to Christmas. But loving Advent.
Absolutely. Same here. Now, you serve as Associate Professor of Historical Theology and also Director of the Center for the Study of Early Christian Text. Tell us a little bit about your background and what that means. What is the Center for the Study of Early Christian Text?
Oh, sure. Well, it was one of these positions when I came to Concordia Seminary. I had previously been involved in a project called the Ancient Christian Commentary on Scripture, and we were studying what the early church had to say and comment about the Bible, because we were looking for sources that, I don't know, could feed the church in a way that some commentaries don't always do. It'd be something that could feed pastors and lay people. So this Center for the Study of Early Christian Texts is a kind of an extension of that work, so that we can see what these early Christian texts have to teach the church today.
Well, very good. So the studying these early texts can teach us a lot about history, but what is at the heart of everything that we learn from the early Christian text?
Well, the thing about these early Christian texts is that these were pastors writing about Scripture, and they give a lot of insights, not only on the historical level as to, what did they have to say about the Scriptures back then, but they also bring in certain almost dogmatic, you might say, doctrinal issues. They can get very deep into John 1, for instance. They ask the kind of questions we kind of forget to ask today. So, for instance, Cyril of Alexandria or Hilary of Poitiers will ask, what's what that word was? In the beginning was the word. How can you have a was if there's a beginning? These kinds of things that get you deeper into the text. And I guess that's why I like to read with the ancient church, because they really like to probe deeply into these scriptural texts. So both from a doctrinal point of view, but also from a very pastoral point of view, they'll ask the kind of questions of what does this mean for the average parishioner? Because you realize they were doing a lot of this commentary for their preaching. So, and some of these are actually they're preaching on a text, and we have that recorded. And I think we can learn a lot in the church as to how these texts were interpreted over the centuries as well. I mean, it gives us a context for our reading of the Scriptures today. And that's also another aspect of this that I like so much.
Well, tell us about the Winter Lay Bible Institute that's coming up very soon.
Yeah, we're going to be looking at the Gospel of John. I had written a commentary on the Gospel of John for the Ancient Christian Commentary on Scripture, and we titled it Where Eagles Soar, Reading the Gospel of John with the Early Church Fathers. And it isn't that we're just going to be reading Early Church Fathers' text. In fact, when I approach the text, I always like to have a very close reading of the actual biblical text, and then I like to look at where the church fathers might expand our understanding of it. And so we'll be looking, especially thinking of this Christmas season, we'll be looking at John 1, of course, and seeing some of the depths into which they take us in those first 18 verses. We'll be looking at the raising of Lazarus, and what an amazing account that is. And I know there's a commentator by the name of Romanus Melodus, for instance, who just focused on the tears of Mary and Martha. He uses that as a refrain as he talks about that text. And then we'll be looking, so we're taking something from the beginning, something from the middle, and then something from the end as well, as we look at the death and resurrection of Christ and how John portrays these. So I like to take the people through almost a word-for-word or line-by-line kind of study of these texts. And as I said, we'll be supplementing those with some of the things the fathers had to teach us about these texts.
And that the Winter Lay Bible Institute, reading the Gospels with John, or the Gospel of John with the early church fathers, that's coming up Saturday, January 17th. And that's right here at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, correct?
That's right, yeah. And it's an all-day seminar, so they're looking at a little different structure. I understand in the past it's been kind of different evenings. Mm-hmm. four consecutive evenings, but this time we're going to kind of bring it all together and have a nice continuity that way.
Now, since this is the Lay Bible Institute, someone doesn't need to have a background in biblical languages in order to benefit from this study, right?
Well, I was going to think of making them read Greek and Latin texts while they're... No, just kidding. No, they wouldn't have to. That'd just be kind of fun. You never know. But no, that you know, the whole point of this is to lead people through the text to get a deeper appreciation of it. And so, you know, you can come with Greek or Latin, or you can come with just English, other languages as well, frankly. But really, we're going to be working with the English text. And it's nice to have the background, which I'll be able to bring to some of that. But that's not going to be the bulk of it, really. It's just working through the text, helping people to see the connections to in Scripture. So this is very much, as you said, a Lay Bible Institute. So I don't want to scare people off here as if we're going to be taking them through Greek or variants or something like that. No, it's a very accessible text. I've done this when I was at the University of Concordia University, Wisconsin, and I know it was something that people very much felt accessible and really enjoyed, because I know people out there want to get deeper into the Scriptures, and that's really what I like to do, is take people, we realize we have that divine author, our Lord, you know, who gave these Scriptures to us as a wonderful treasure for the church and for our spiritual lives. So that's what I'm looking at as I lead people through. So I hope I didn't intimidate anybody.
No. What are you looking forward to most about this upcoming Winter Lay Bible Institute on January 17th?
Well, what I'd have to say is I'm looking forward most to learning from the people who come, you know, because every time I do a Bible study, I realize that, yeah, I bring some things, but everybody who comes always brings something with them that really can teach me more about the Scriptures and bring my own spiritual life deeper into it. I am, of course, looking forward to getting into these texts. I mean, John 1 is such a beautiful text that has so much to teach us about our faith, about our understanding of who God is and Christ's relationship to Him. But really, at its heart and core, I think the teaching that we do and the mutual consolation of the brothers in Christ and sisters in Christ is really one of the most exciting things for me.
Very good. The opportunity to gather around God's Word is always a valuable opportunity, and a kind of a unique experience like this for us as lay people to get to come to the seminary and study with seminary professors. How exciting. January 17th, Saturday, January 17th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Concordia Seminary. How can we find out more about the Winter Lay Bible Institute? Where can we find more information?
I would say go to the seminary website, and they also send out an announcement. I think they just sent it out last week. But if you can call the seminary or go on the seminary website, that's probably your best way to find out what the actual times and places are for that.
Very good.
I don't have the phone number there. I hope you do.
I do. 314-505-7286, or you can go to the website, www.csl.edu. Again, the number 314-505-7286 to find out more or register for the Winter Lay Bible Institute at Concordia Seminary here in St. Louis. Dr. Joel Ilowski, Associate Professor of Historical Theology and Director of the Center for the Study of Early Christian Texts, thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Well, thank you, and a blessed Advent to you and yours.
Thank you. You as well. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading with Pastor Jonathan Ripke from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Hooper, Nebraska. Going to get into 1 John chapter 5. Stick around for more His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.